Okay, so you are back. You are back, and we are live down at the Bristol Beacon housewarming party. And I'm here with my co-presenter, Bandit. And we got a little bit of time, and I want to talk to someone that's a legend in Bristol, our Black Bristol community. She is a legend. Mindell.
Hello. Hi, how you doing? How you doing, sweetie?
What brought you down here today?
Well, I mean, when they dragged Colston off of the plinth and chucked him in the docks, I was away working. I was in another country working. And I remember waking up that morning to like, beep, 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 beep. And holy people sending me this thing. And I was just like, at last. Is there some kind of recognition for us as a people of the things that have happened in terms of slavery? Because everybody goes, oh, slavery, it was all done, forget it. But it impacts on us every single day. Every time somebody stops you in a store and says, what have you got in your bag? And you know that you've paid for your stuff, there's an impact, right? So this being the ex-Colston Hall, it's a huge impact on us as a people, and especially in Bristol, where they had such a massive slave port. So although people say, oh, don't go on and on about slavery, of course, until you give us the recognition or repatriation or whatever it is that we desire from that, it will always have an impact. So they changed the Colston Hall to the Beacon Centre. Yay. So I wanted to see what they've done with the I want to see what they've done with the place, right? Isn't it? Let me see what they've done with the place. And it looks fantastic, I have to say. They must have spent a whole heap of money because it does look amazing. And good that there are nothing but, you know, there's just lots and lots of local artists. Yeah. Maybe some from out of town as well, I don't doubt. But it's good to see a range of different kind of talent coming on.
Now, the buzzword is continuity. So today is a great day. We're seeing so much inclusion, so much diversity, and it's from lots of different cultures, races, backgrounds. That is representative of Bristol as a city. 42 square miles, actually. So Bristol is no longer a village. It's a big city with a big population of people. What do you feel, I mean, when you look out today and you look at the crowd, what do you think with the demographic of people that are here?
Well, there's, for me, there is not enough of a diverse audience. I would have liked to have seen more people who look like me.
Why do you think that is?
Well, is it advertising? Is it publicity? Where, you know, who knew? Right? I got it from somebody who got it from someone who got it from someone. It was not necessarily that I saw it somewhere and went, oh, I heard on the grapevine the Beacon Centre is opening, but I didn't necessarily see it advertised somewhere.
Right. That's interesting. That's a very interesting point that I think some people would like to hear that point and bring that into a conversation about the advertising and the promotion of more community people to come down here. And we're talking a community because community has a very broad definition of what community is. But we're talking specifically about African heritage people that weren't allowed to actually do many things that the city now, people from wherever you live, that they're allowed to do. Just lastly, your son is a performer, and he would have liked to have been here today, but he didn't know anything about it.
Absolutely, and you know, Clay's has done a myriad of things, especially Bristol music, and I think that's the thing that made me go, whoa, why isn't he on the bill with the other guys that are on the bill?
And that's what you asked me when we started talking, which I have no idea why. But I know that Jules, that she's the artistic producer who we interviewed early, and over the last 3 years she's been working specifically that reason. So I think what we need to think about is young people putting their name forward. And what we were talking about earlier on is that don't sit and wait for people to come to you.
Yes.
You have to reach out, and it's who you know, and trying to get those links. And I think that feeds back into consistency, keeping it going, not sitting down waiting for it to come to you.
And remain visible. whatever you do, remain visible. Whatever's going on, grab a little piece of this, grab a little piece of that. Remain visible, remain relevant.
Mindell, it's been an absolute pleasure, my goddess, my queen, to actually have this little interview. All right, darling, God bless. But I'm going to hand over to Bandit.
Okay, thank you very much, Lynn. I'm here with Mary, who's been waiting patiently to have her look or say. Afternoon, Mary.
Hi, very nice to meet you, having heard you on the radio so often and maybe met you before.
Respect for that. So we're at the Beacon Centre and I've been talking to you about your past experience of it when it was formerly known as the Coast and All, for people who are just jumping in thinking, Beacon, what's that? So tell us a little bit about your Coast and All experience and now your Beacon experience.
Yeah, I came to the Coast and All occasionally, not that often really, but now it's got a more appropriate name. I'm more inclined to want to come and be here, and it's been a really warm welcome provided today. It's been really diverse in lots of ways, and I'm an older person in Bristol, and it's been good fun to be here. The music's been great, like the acoustics, and just feels a really friendly place on a very cold day. It's been warm in so many ways.
Cool. And what would you like to see happening here from a community perspective?
I'd like it to continue to be used in such a sort of diverse way and have opportunity for young people, but also be a warm hub in this possibly very cold winter we're facing, because there's a lot of people really suffering out there in Bristol, isn't there? And this is such a big, important funding project. A lot of money's here. Let's hope it's spread widely.
Thank you very much, Mary, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. If you're just joining us, this is Ujima 98. Now, earlier, so we're back over to Lynn.
Okay.
Oh, with the lovely Josephine.
Just trying to get so many people in. There's so many interesting people that are just floating by. So I've got Josephine. Is that your DJ name?
That is my DJ name. My DJ name is my full name, which is Josephine Jesse.
Okay, so what do you play?
What do I play? A mixed bag, a bit of everything, a lot of percussive, bassy sounds inspired by the African diaspora, gom, amapiano, basically like bassy stuff with feminine vocals, stuff that makes you want to move your booty, hips, waist, all that stuff.
Wow, so the audience that we're expecting tonight, you know, the party's on later on, and I know we're going to 2 a.m, although Ujima's only on air until 7, but, so we're going to get a rocking crowd in here later on, because we've got a younger audience that's coming in, so the families are starting to fade out, and we're starting to get more young people. So Josephine, what do you think today?
I mean, honestly, I'm a bit blown away. I quickly came by to check out the space because I don't have time to come too early before my performance. And it's one in, one out. I mean, like, what? I mean, to be fair, like, Bristol Beacon is the centre of town. Everyone knows about it. Hi. Oh, hi. Live on air, seeing all my friends. Everyone, every man and their dog are here this weekend. But I think it's great. They've done a really good job at diversifying the lineup. There's, like you said, we've got performers, young performers, well-known performers. We've got me. I guess I'm in the middle. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's fantastic effort. All of the performances that have already taken place, like the Parrot Orchestra and everything else, apparently has been astounding. So I'm just excited.
Great. Thank you so much. And I know you're in a hurry because you've got to queue up and get everything ready for your performance later. But thank you so much, Josephine. Have a great day.
Thank you. And if you are going to be here later, I'll be playing at 10:30 downstairs in the Western Room. So let's get it.
Let's get it on.
We'll be here. Respect. So next up. Everything's boiling over. Keep talking.
Everything's going on. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a lineup, what's coming up next. So we still have lots of different artists and artists that have been performing for many years. So as I said earlier on, there's such a diverse crossover of generational artists. Back to you, Bandit.
So earlier on, DJ Star spoke with the chief executive of The Beacon, Louise Mitchell. So let's have a listen.
So we are live at the opening of the Beacon Hall here in Bristol, the legendary venue that's seen a grand ceremony so far. I'm joined by the chief executive, Louisa Mitchell, who I can say is working her socks off, but has found time to speak to us on Ujima. How's it going so far, Louise?
It's going absolutely brilliant. It's such a great day. So many different communities coming in to make music, and that's exactly what Bristol Beacon's about.
And it's obviously been a challenging time, but you've got it across the finishing line. What have been some of the, I guess, some of the difficult and challenging part of being able to pull this off for you guys?
Well, it's always, there have been some hairy moments, I don't mind lying about that, but it's up to the wire always. It's such a complicated building, it's such a beautiful building, but there's lots and lots of things to fix, and the hardest things are things that don't show, you know, fire alarm systems, heat and light, all that stuff, which doesn't really show, you'd know if it wasn't there, but it is there, and it's only just there, but it's there, so I'm really happy about it all.
How can Bristol benefit from now reopened venue, which is obviously had its past issues, which we clearly know the history in terms of the previous venue, the Colston Hall. Now it's the Beacon Hall. What can the Bristol community and the public expect going forward in terms of activities, entertainment, for the public to come and witness, basically?
I think that I know that it'll be a place for everyone, so whatever kind of music you're into, come and get some of it here. We've worked very hard to make it feel welcoming to absolutely everybody, so wherever you're from, whoever you are, please come along here. Try something you maybe don't know about. It should satisfy everybody's particular taste, but also I hope it'll be a place of curiosity, a place that you'll know it's a good standard, you'll know you'll be welcome, you'll know it'll be comfortable. Come and try something out that you might not have heard of.
And I guess that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about opening up yourself to different things, cultures, activities that you probably normally wouldn't have witnessed, be part of. These are the opportunities that venues such as the Beacon can offer the public as well, particularly in the time, I think, when we realise that there is so much diverse communities, there's so much people from different backgrounds, and we're not all familiar in terms of our culture. I guess this is a good opportunity for the Beacon to really tap into that as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we at the Beacon, we really believe that music can unite everybody, and at the moment in this awful world that we're in, I think it's really important to focus on the things that bring us together. It's incredibly easy to think, oh, I don't like him because he's wearing green or whatever, but actually it's about what we've got in common as human beings. Music is, I think, in my view, the best art form for getting across that.
Now, you've got an incredible lineup. I mean, I don't even know the amount of numbers of people that are performing. There's activities spread across about 4 or 5 different arenas. You've got the terrace for the children activities, the lantern. How was it possible to reach out to all of these different performers to be involved with this activity?
Well, I think some of my very clever colleagues did that, and I think we did it by reaching out to communities and creating community ambassadors, and a lot of this programme today was curated by individuals from across Bristol who are right in the scene. So we didn't do it. We didn't presume that we knew what people wanted to come. We asked them what they wanted to hear, and we invited everybody who wanted to come along. I think, judging by the turnout, I think most of them already have.
It's a freezing cold Saturday morning. It's already jam-packed. It's probably going to get busier as the day goes on. What are you personally, from, I guess, outside of your work capacity, but what are you most exciting, possibly, if you have the time, to see today?
Well, I think actually what I'm most excited about is to see the audience and see the faces of the people when they go into the different spaces, which are beautiful and they will sound beautiful. And if people can come in and think, yeah, that's great, this is part of me, I belong to Bristol, this belongs to Bristol, some of this is for me, then that's job done as far as I'm concerned.
I guess you kind of partly answer it as well. I mean, it's early days for sure. But what would you like to see the legacy of what the Beacon can cement in the city? As we said, you know, we're well aware of the scorn history and the feelings of the name of the Colston Hall previously. Now there are people probably feeling a bit more welcoming towards coming to the venue. What would you like to feel that the legacy that this venue will hold in Bristol going forward?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, our job really, the way we see our job is to bring unity and joy through live music. And I think if we can do that with different bits of society, if someone can come out in today not knowing what they're expecting, come out with a bit of joy in their heart, then that'll be job done as far as I'm concerned.
Now, we're live on Ujima Radio, Bristol's community station, which has been celebrating 15 years of broadcast. We've had a relationship with this venue as well, and we're actually going to be here on the 9th as well, celebrating our event. What one message or word of encouragement you would tell our listeners on air now, why they should to get themselves down to this venue today?
I think it's for you. Come and enjoy it.
Simple as that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And you've worked tirelessly. How long are you going to be around till? Because 2 a.m. is going to be a bit late.
Yeah,
so.
I'm an old lady. 2 a.m. is maybe a bit too far. And we've been on, you know, we've had a very full week here. But whenever time you turn up, there'll be something great to experience. And that's the message I like to get out.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Louise.
That's my pleasure.
Right, afternoon and welcome back. The vibes are still buzzing here. We're with another young lady. Do you remember the building before it became the Beacon Centre?
Oh, yeah. I've played here with the Ambling Band, and I've played here today with the Fancy Orchestra in the Lantern. I think it's absolutely fantastic that it's open and free all day for the people of Bristol. I think it's absolutely wonderful because it's the building is for the people of Bristol. The Beacon. Fantastic.
And what are your thoughts on how it looks now compared to when you first came here?
It just seems very open, seems very welcoming. It's got a fantastic vibe, really fantastic.
And it's for all generations as well to come in. And is that what you're seeing today as we're stood here, lots of people walking past?
Absolutely. I've seen little tiny babies and I've seen much older people and all ages. I think it's wonderful. People from all walks of life, on all the different levels. We did rather get lost in the corridors because it's a bit of a maze.
A bit of a maze, yes.
It is a bit of a maze, yeah. But it's still amazing. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And did you perform here today?
Yes.
Okay, where did you perform and what's the name of your organisation you're with or group?
I performed with the Fantasy Orchestra, which is a big community orchestra, and we played in the Lantern. And it was quite a squash on the stage, but it was a fantastic vibe. Very colourful, everyone dressed up, and I think everybody really enjoyed it. And Jesse is our conductor and a arranger and organiser, so thanks. Thanks to everybody.
Sweet, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time that you're here. We've got two more people lined up to talk to. There's some younger generations here as well. Is that your daughter, is it? Yeah, she's running. Say a few things about your mum's performed here. You may not have known it in its early days, but what do you think about it now and how it's drawn in a different generation of people?
Well, my mum's performance was great. She's always out doing crazy music stuff. And yeah, I mean, the Bristol Beacon is literally a beacon for Bristol. You know, it brings in all sorts of people, every single genre you can think of, you know, from like world music to fantasy bands like her to grime and just everything. So yeah, it's just a place for everyone and anyone, which is nice.
And now you're a performer yourself?
I'm not. I'm trying to learn the saxophone after my mother, but because that's her musical instrument, but hopefully I'll get there.
You will get there. Just a bit of inspiration. Earlier on, there was a DJ Gems. So he's only 11.
Oh, wow.
So I trained him up and he's come. He's done a couple of... So there's hope for you. You're the next generation coming past the past you, yes, sir. Yeah, and do your thing. So I'm going to wish you all the best. Yeah. What's your name?
Eva.
Eva. Yeah. And we're going to look out for Eva on the saxophone.
Yeah, watch out. I'll be about.
Manners and respect, yeah. So we're keeping it consistent. A quick little announcement. We have a night coming up for Boxing Night. It's the winter all-night party, yeah? Boxing Night, Tuesday the 26th of December, at Rumours Lounge and Bar, 6 Regent Street, Bristol, postcode BS158LJ. And that party is there. It's all about the mature, and it's featuring DJ Style, Lloyd Rice, Deli G, Legendary, DJ Flames, and hosted by myself, Bandit. And tickets are... Second release, £15, more on the door. It's going to be a vibrant, vibrant occasion. And yeah, I hope everyone's going to be there. Also remember, next week, Saturday, it's the Ujima 15-year party. We'll give you some more information in a short while. Over to you, Lynn.
Okay, so we're going down the list of people. The performers right now we have on the main stage at the Bridge are, let's have a look, Future Proof Artists, hosted by Jasper. Or Jazzor 1. Then we've got 5 o'clock, XL. 25 past 5, we've got Benji. 10 to 6, Melissa Fear. Then 6:15, XO1. 20 to 7, we've got Malavora. Mm-hmm. 7:30, Suntu Soso. 20:30, 8:30, Joe York. Then we've got some Bangra coming up. That's going to be good. That's 9:15. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Up, Bustle and Out. That's at 11 o'clock. So we're looking down now to the countdown to the party. So at 12:15, Simon Panrucker. So there's no information on what he or what he does. Mm-hmm. But then we've got
Niall's house party.
Niall's house party. Yeah. Now this looks good. So we've got a terrace. We've got Terrace Times. So 22, that's 10 o'clock. The last act is going to be Yusuf Swave. We've got Queen Bee. She's very popular. Mm-hmm. And she's appearing down here at the terrace stage. She's going to be there at 8 o'clock. We've got John Stapleton at 6 o'clock. So I'm just going through.
Somebody called Spicy Ivy.
Spicy Ivy.
Big up yourself. That's a good name. I like that name. And we've had the wonderful Josephine here. She's going to be spinning out some tunes a little bit later on. But we're going to try and catch up with more people. quick thing. Have you just arrived?
So we've got a list of people. And for me to
RSVP,
go through this.
We met a long time ago because I filmed you. What do you think about the centre? This is a quick on the fly.
I think it's great. It's great to see everybody out and about and enjoying themselves and a diverse range of musicians.
And what are you looking forward to today? Have you performed already or you're going to perform later?
RSVP, we're performing on the Beacon stage at 9:45 today.
Oh. We were just talking about that.
Literally.
Having some Bangra down here, great.
Yeah, he's going to be doing Bangra, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you're going to go and get changed now?
Yeah. We're hanging out for a while for us, enjoying the time.
And then we're getting ready for it.
Okay. Look forward to hearing that, my friend. Manners and respect every time, yeah? Big up yourselves, yeah. So we've got another young lady here we're going to be talking to. She's been moved. She's one of the Ujima team, by the way. And then we got Connie as well. We're going to have a quick chat with her. I'm just lining people up. That's what I do. This is the magnetic force of Bandit. Right, first of you, Ursula, how's the day been for you so far?
It's really good, actually. It's got a really good vibe. Everybody's happy. Everybody's getting involved, dancing, singing. It's really, really good.
Have you been dancing?
Yes.
You got your colourful Ujima bits and pieces on. You've been managing to capture a lot of people?
I've captured a few and I've been recording some performances as well, so it's pretty good. But yes, just getting the vibe and just getting smiling and, you know, everybody's happy.
Sweet. Thank you, Ursula. Right, Connie, the lovely Connie, you welcomed us in DJ Gems earlier on. How's the day been for you as being part of the organisation? How's that been rolling out for you?
It's been absolutely bonkers. It has been from about 7 a.m. and I'm going to be here till 2 a.m. and it's just been non-stop, but it's been so exciting and I feel so awake right now just because of how much energy there is. So it's been awesome. It's been great.
And what's been your biggest challenge leading up to today?
I think it is just trying to cram in as much of Bristol's talent as we can into this hall, this venue, and also into 15 hours. And, you know, we've really gone all the way across Bristol. You know, we had DJ Gems, who was, like you said, he's an 11-year-old who can DJ like an absolute pro. We just had Sisters of Swing, who are over 65. So we're really trying to just bring as many people into the space as possible. And I think we've achieved that. So it's been great.
Big you up and doing a wonderful job as well. I think a lot of people have liked you. You're hosting very well. Could you find us Sisters of Swing? Because they did speak to me and said they wanted to come out and have a few words. But in the meantime, back to Lynn. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you. And just say that it's starting to thin out a little bit now, Bandit, because what we're seeing is that all the families... What time is it? It's 10 to 5. So we're seeing a lot of the families that are starting to leave.
Yeah.
And we're see a little bit of thinning, but we're starting to see more young people coming in, so yeah. A lot of people are going to start coming, getting ready for the big party later on. We're getting a lot of the younger vibe going, but the bar, the food area,
that's ramp.
That is big, and we don't know what's going on in the Beacon. We've got the lineups with everything that's going on, but the Beacon Hall, that's the big main hall. Mm-hmm. I think that's ongoing, and
it definitely is.
And if we can try and get an idea of what's going on in there, which we'll come back. But just to give our listeners a little bit of a taste of all the lineup, we've had. I'm looking at probably about.
over 90 bands, I think it was. It was a lot of bands.
Artists.
And they were saying it took so much to orchestrate it because original, they just had one team doing it, which was the production team. But now they have a community team and they have other people that are working. So there's tiers of people working to make it more of a communal kind of vibe as well. We use the word consistent.
Consistent consistency.
Consistent.
But what Jules was saying is that this has taken over 3 years. So there's a new team of people, modern people, that have come in with the production. And they want to see this not just to be a one-day event, but to see diversity, inclusion,
yeah,
to be consistent in line with the new Bristol Beacon. So today is the homecoming party, and you can still get down here if you want. It's going to go on till 2 a.m. But they want to see consistency, because speaking to Mindell, she brought up some really good points.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
She's got a young son. He's a performer, but he didn't know nothing. And what we were saying was that you have to, our community, especially our African heritage community, really need to keep the momentum going, where people aren't going to come to you. It's a case of getting yourself out there and linking up.
I'll tell you what we do. We're going to catch up with some of our own thoughts of the Beacon Centre and people we know from our culture who's performed there.
We've got a song coming up, and it's from Jean and Opera. And this is artists that are performing here today. And their song is Clouds.
Cool, right. Oh my days, I just had to catch my breath a little bit there, Lynn. It's been full on, non-stop, chatting to a lot of people here at the Beacon. If you're just joining us, a very good evening and welcome. All right, so we're going to keep it real. My name is Bandit, I'm here with Lynn. And I've caught up with one of the ladies from Sisters of Swing, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, right, we were talking, I could hear you in the background. And two of your members were talking to me earlier and saying that they love that big band sound. I love it as well. It's a really good vibrancy. Tell me a bit about Sisters of Swing. When were you formed?
Well, the Sisters of Swing has been going now for probably 12, 13 years. Mm-hmm. And it still remains, you know, the only all-female swing band in Bristol.
That's what they were telling me with a lot of pride. And what's your average age? You all of an age, aren't you?
Average age, I'd like to say we're all 25, but that would be a lie. You could say that most of us are sort of in the mature musician bracket, but we do not discriminate for age. We welcome anyone of any age. But I think what is perhaps our enthusiasm is that there are a lot of us that are sort of in our prime, you could say, that have rediscovered music as something that we all enjoy. And I think one of the things we enjoy the most about performing is actually empowering other women to actually, you know, pick up an instrument. Brilliant. And to learn it and to join a group and enjoy themselves playing music.
So when the group got together, did you all know each other before that?
There was a number of women that kind of knew each other, and that's how it kind of starts out. And then through word of mouth and performances likes of this, where you see the group and you go, hey, that's something that I think, you know, I might like to have a go at. And they get in touch, and next minute, you know, they're members, yeah.
And what was it like performing today at the Housewarming for the Beacon Centre, which is originally the Coast and All? I'm saying it because some people have come to me and said, oh, it's the Coast and All. Oh, I forgot it's changed its name. So you're members of it. Have you performed here before?
Yeah, we were very lucky to perform here, and I think it was 2017 at the Bristol Jazz Festival. We performed here in exactly the same place here in the foyer, and that for us was a huge gig. And it's hard to explain what it's like to actually perform down on at ground level, but having the whole audience all the way up the stairwell looking down on us. It's just amazing. It's just, yeah, and there's probably about 3/4 of the band that were there for that performance that were here tonight, and it was just magical.
So obviously when you said you're in the Beacon bit, this was Jess bit, so you didn't get to see the rest of the building at that time. Now you've seen the rest of the building, what are your thoughts?
I think it's an amazing venue. It's I think Bristol's quite spoilt that it's state-of-the-art technology for acoustics. I can attest that the seating for the audience is very comfortable. And I think, most importantly, it's got a real good Bristol vibe about it. You know, Bristol's quite unique. You can probably tell from my accent, I'm not originally from Bristol. I'm from New Zealand. But Bristol, to me, has got its own unique its own unique feel about things. And I think this is going to become... you know, the iconic venue that it has been. You know, when you walk up and down the stairs and you see all the artists that have performed here over the years, and you see the likes of, you know, Queen, David Bowie, Tina Turner, all that, you know, to be sort of performing in a place where they've performed is something pretty special.
I hear that. And if people want to get in contact with you, how do they manage to do that?
For anyone who's on Facebook, we're Sisters of Swing on Facebook. You can find our page there. Or you can go to our webpage, www.sistersofswing.co.uk, and look us up. And if you're looking for, you know, a really cool swing band with a bit of attitude, hook us up.
And one final thing. I know you're using the word swing. So in the modern context of it, there was a lot of music like garage and swing, they called it, and it was all the American sound that came across, different to the big band sound. How would you describe swing, just as a final thing for us?
Well, I guess swing in some context is like, you know, likes of the Glenn Miller era, you know, the traditional big band sound. But I think we put our own sort of slant on it by playing also music from the, you know, what was regarded as pop music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even, you know, modern day as well. So, we kind of play a bit of everything, but I guess swing music is our roots. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, and I wish you all the best for your future. Enjoy the rest of your evening as well. Over to you, Lynn.
Thanks, Bandit. We're here with
Monica Watt.
And Monica, you performed earlier. And what was your act?
Yeah, that's right. I just performed in the afternoon, and I'm a singer-songwriter, so I brought my original songs to share with everyone earlier.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Hong Kong originally, and I moved to Bristol about 2 years ago.
So how has it been today performing down here?
Yeah, it's definitely intimate, but, like, you know, it's to a lot of people at the same time because there are quite a few levels in the foyer, and I was singing, and a few of my friends came, and people were cheering, a lot of children running around. So it was such a wholesome scene.
And what instrument did you play?
It's just me singing with my guitar.
With your guitar. Monica, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the evening. And we're just interviewing lots of people here, lots of people that are passing, a lot of people that are coming and going. So over to you, Bandit. You've got someone here?
Yeah. So we've got some people from Second Chance, yeah? So Second Chance, just tell us a little bit about it and who you are, first of all.
Yeah, sure. Second Chance is a group of young people who all come from care experience backgrounds, and they've been performing downstairs. We've got singer-songwriters, we've got producers, rappers, and spoken word as well.
Okay, so one of the artists I was speaking to earlier, introduce yourself, bruv, and tell me a little bit about what you are doing.
So my name's Stitch, and I do like spoken word. I write songs and like rap as well.
So performing here at the Beacon Centre, yeah, I spoke to you earlier on, you seemed a little bit nervous. How was it when you actually were performing?
It was all right. Like, I was a bit nervous because I was supposed to be hosting as well. So I'm like, I've got to think of, like, do the timing and everything and be on stage for everyone. But it was calm afterwards. Now I'm quite relaxed. Like, I'm happy I'd done it. It was a very nice, like, area, and like all the people that were watching, they were very welcoming, and like great crowd reaction from everyone. Like,
really good and happy. You got a nice vibe. Did you do a performance, young Brun? Right. What's your name and what was your performance?
My name's Kato, and my performance, I was a rapper and a producer. I had a set of four songs, four tracks at the end, and I'm guess my role was to hype everybody up. That was what my role was at the end. Make everybody have something to remember.
Respect. And you also did a performance. What's your name and what was your performance?
Yeah, my name is Razor, RAIZAGIC. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, all of that. And I was having a performance with my brethren Kato, innit? So, like, yeah, we done a joint performance, four tracks. Yeah, it was lit still, so watch out for us.
Thank you. Now, we got a young lady here as well. She was pretending to be shy. Why was you pretending to be shy? You're one of the organizers of Second Chance. Talk up and tell me about how you got involved with the organization.
My name's Flo, and so I'm one of the, like, music facilitators, and I'm vocal coaching some of the kids that come, just helping with songwriting, vocal techniques, breathing techniques. Just trying to, like, engage young people in music, as I feel like it's my privilege to share anything that I can with these young people, these very talented young people. So I feel very grateful to have the job that I have. Yeah, it's amazing.
So how can people get in touch with Second Chance if they want to be involved with it? I mean, courtesy of Ujima, we'll give you a big shout out. If you get in touch with us, we'll do more things with you, get some of your artists to come on, and we'll do some more live stuff on air with them. So how can we get in touch with you differently?
Just, you're going to have to speak to Lou about that.
How can we get in touch with you differently?
Oh, okay, sure. Getting in touch with us would be through community@bristolbeacon.org, and it would come through to us, or email lou.bristow@bristolbeacon.org.
Thank you very much, peace. All the best for the future with what you're doing, and hopefully we'll see you again, yeah?
Thank you.
Respect. Bless up. Hi. Manas, respect. Yeah.
So, listen. We're going to have a little break from interviewing. We're going to talk a little bit about artists that have performed it when it was the Colston Hall.
Yes.
Legendary hard artists like Jimi Hendrix, uh-huh. Buddy Holly, Queen, Thin Lizzy, Elton John, Bob Marley. Now, let me tell you a little story about that.
Okay, I'm listening.
1976, I came down here. I couldn't get tickets to see him. So we ended up going all the way up to Manchester to a performance that he was doing at the Bellevue Studio, the Bellevue Theatre.
Okay.
And we saw that performance with Marley. We had front seats. It was amazing. Myself, Superfly, and a couple of other people, his wife, Gillian, and yeah. It was incredible. I'm saying that because when we look back at 1976, we look back at the 70s and the range of performers that were coming to Bristol and
yeah.
the concert scene and how massive it was. We had the Beatles that came here.
Yeah, that's right.
In the 60s. So we're going all the way back to the 60s to when they started recognizing the importance of, you know, live concerts and bringing some amazing, massive, and back in the 70s, I mean, people like Elton John, you know,
yeah,
they
Luch.
Weren't as big as they are now,
yeah,
artists
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so I hear what you're saying about going backwards, and also if we go through the 80s into the 90s, there were other shows that started to arrive here when it was still called the Coast and All. People like Oliver Samuels, a Jamaican comedian, came here. That was a good sellout in here as well.
I didn't come to that. What was it like?
That was a nice vibe, yeah. I was doing some filming then, so I captured him around the back of the stage, full of laughter, full of joke. We've also had Drew Hill here.
Yeah.
As well. That was really nice when some of the promoters were given access. And when we're looking at consistency, moving into 2024, hopefully some of that cultural aspect will maintain itself here through the new group of people out here who are helping to manage, running, and advise it.
I wonder if Massive Attack will change their mind and come back here, because they wouldn't perform here under the Colston Hall. So it'd be interesting to see if Grant and the team decide to come back, and now that it's all changed with the transition.
I hope so, because at the end of the day, they're a Bristol Institute just by themselves. I had the pleasure of doing DJing with them when they first started out and everything. So it's always nice. And in Bristol, there's lots of legacies that are coming from the community that we may not know much about anymore because they've gone worldwide. But if we can bring them back to a local context in somewhere like the Beacon Centre, that'd be even Ronnie Sides. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And rising iconic people like the Future Man as well to be able to come here and perform, and Celestine, as we were talking about, and even young DJ Gems and other youngers that coming from the cause as well. We did they got a couple of shows. I think it's the first Sunday of every month where young emerging talent that's coming out of the city get together and showcase themselves on stage. Now imagine if we could bring that here into the Beacon and mash up everything.
I mean, we're looking at the social economy as well.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are still upset about not having the arena.
Yes,
you know, and
yes.
We don't know what's in the pipeline with that.
Yes.
But this is certainly a venue that we're seeing that can house all these big major acts.
Yeah.
And yeah. Artists.
Yeah. And future generations, we're talking about, one of the things I always talk about is each one, teach one. And testimony to that is RSVP. I met them a long time ago doing their thing. There's the Second Chance, for example, they've brought a lot of young people here. The theatre company, they've brought a lot of young people here to come and mix and also experience the excitement of being in a place that is buzzing. There's a lot of professional people they're rubbing shoulders with who may they never have met before in their life, but now they know about them. And then we're looking at Asian music being here, African music being here, the Swing Sisters being here. It's a nice vibe, and I hope that's consistency. We go back to consistency.
We go back to consistency, and we hope is an absolute historic day. A lot of people are here, they're enjoying the diversity of the groups, but we want to see this, like BLM, wasn't a moment, it's a movement.
Yes.
So that has to keep going. So we have to keep bringing in line people from our community, that artists that are really still playing. People like Dallas and Glenn Crooks and, you know, some people from all different avenues and genres that,
right.
You know,
so as we're speaking,
we
I just waved
together
over to some
make it
women
more
in some
anyway.
Bright pink colours.
Bandit.
And all of that. Are you performers?
Yes.
I wish we were, but unfortunately not.
Okay, so you've just been here today to enjoy the housewarming. Tell us, what is your thoughts on first of all, the building and how it's changed for you?
The building looks amazing. We've just been into the Beacon Hall. I have to say I'm really impressed. Given that it's taken quite a long time to get it all done, that it looks amazing. I can't wait to come and see some really exciting acts here. I mean, the whole thing, really, the bars, everything.
And they're saying that we are the what's the word? We're the envy of Europe. With the
envy of Europe, yeah.
How they've created this and the technology and the high-tech way that they've built it is incredible. Mm. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Say something, Rachel.
It does look very impressive. It's a very good atmosphere, and it seems like everybody's having a really good time.
How long are you staying?
Till them get drunk.
It's going on till 2 a.m.
And what about
too old to stay up till 2 o'clock?
No,
and what about you?
Yeah, I feel this is my first time here, even before it was done. But yeah, it looks really good, very modern, bright. Mm.
And what
I'm
else?
Looking forward to finding out who's going to play here and seeing.
In the future, you mean, like later
yeah,
on? Yeah. Who would you like to see coming here?
Yeah.
If you was to name a couple of bands, who would you like to see?
I'd like to see London Grammar and Gentlemen's Dub Club.
London Grammar and there's a shout out to the Beacon Centre crew as well to find out who would you like to see here.
Wow, I go big, so somebody like Beyonce.
Wow!
It's possible. Possible.
She upped the game. And who would you like to see here?
I'd be down for Beyonce. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Beyonce. Because what do you feel? What do you feel? Because a lot of people go over to Cardiff, you know, the big arena over there. What do you feel about Bristol not having that big venue to what do you feel about that?
It's very annoying, and I think Bristol has needed that large scale venue for a long time. We were promised that arena in the area previously, the Barron area, and that hasn't happened. And I think this is going to be a really important thing for Bristol's, I don't know, main nightlife and big bands to come here, because it's maddening to have to go to Cardiff all the time. Let's let somebody else have a go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right.
See you
later. A family, because it's been a family day here at the Beacon Centre. What's it been like for you as a family?
It's been amazing. We've got to admit, we've only just arrived, so we probably can't give you the best account, but the place is incredible. We'll definitely be coming back here.
So you've had a wander around though?
Yeah, we've had a wander around. We've poked our head in a few of the rooms, listened to a bit of the music, had a little drink. Really nice. Yeah, good vibes.
Sweet, thank you for your time. All right. We're also then reminding people that next week, Saturday, is the Ujima party celebrating 15 years. So it's a broadcasting milestone for any urban radio station. It's 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. featuring Celestine, Jay Ellis, and Lixon Khan. More about that later. Over to you, Lynn.
Here are some words from Lisa, who Sulat T talked to earlier at the Junk Percussion Making.
Right.
Love Ujima.
Love Bristol.
Hi, I'm with a young lady right now who has just done and made some beautiful instruments. Can you tell me a little bit about them and about yourself, please?
My name's Elsie, and I love dancing and listening to music because that makes me feel happy, and I like making instruments too. My uncle plays music, and my dad goes lots of music festivals, and I made a maraca that has a string around it that's like silver. I like putting rainbow stickers all around it, and it's like smiley faces. I put a rainbow star.
Can you give me a little shake of it, please?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So what have you enjoyed the most about today?
The I enjoyed the most was making my maraca and being with my family and dancing was so much fun.
That's good. I heard that you're a really good dancer, and someone told me you were dancing really hard to the swing. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, Elsa, it's been lovely to speak to you, and keep playing your instrument. Right, I'm here with a couple of people who've come down today to the Bristol Beacon. They've brought their children. Can you tell me what you think of this space now?
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. I think they've done an amazing job. It really is. It's been transformed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't actually been here very long, but we've heard all about the work that's gone into renovating and all the troubles that they had. So it's really nice to come and see it all come together. But it looks stunning. It really is. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's great.
But he's very impressed that he hasn't had to queue at any of the bars. There's enough bars for everybody, and he hasn't had to queue to get a drink, which is, from his words, a sign of a really good venue.
That is really good, actually, because normally there's massive queues.
You miss the music, don't you, because you spend all your time queuing at the bar. So I was equally impressed that I didn't have to queue at the toilets, not that that's... but no, it's fabulous. We are just about to go in. So we've come with our son, who's just at the age now where he started really enjoying live music. So this has been really good for him. So we're about to go in and take him in to go and do some bits and pieces. But we're planning to be here for the evening. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
That's great. Is there, what would you like to see for the future of the Bristol Beacon, do you think?
I mean, seeing local music and local bands, but also bigger bands from further afield, and having a really good music venue in Bristol. I mean, Bristol is so famous for its music, but just having a really, really good venue that's accessible to everyone, that's accessible to kids. And I think Bristol Beacon are doing that. It's not just about, you know, going to clubs and the old, you know, if you wanted to go to gigs before, you'd have to go to clubs. But with festivals being so open to kids these days, I think that this is a venue that's going to really bring families and, you know, it's just a different level of live music. And not just live music, obviously other performances.
That's the thing. I think they have really made an effort to make it very accessible to everybody, including children. There's so much going on today. Can you tell me some of the things that you've seen today so far?
We haven't unfortunately done too much. We've just been we've had a look around, and we've got a few things that we've got on the go. But Luther's come straight to the children's section here, but he's been excited about some of the music that he's heard. We saw a little bit of a band downstairs, but we've come for the evening as opposed to the daytime, so we will have to report back later. But so far so good. We're all really impressed coming in, and we're all looking forward to spending some time here.
Thank you very much for talking to me. Enjoy the rest of your evening and enjoy the vibe. Thank you.
Ujima 98 FM. Love it.
And it could seem harsh, like you're talking on them jewels. Handle me soft and precious like a jewel. Never had my beauty, only had my brains to use. October, baby, nicotine rush, like you're talking on them jewels. Handle me soft, I'm precious like a jewel. Never had my beauty, only had my brains to use. October, baby, born somewhere overseas. It took a lot of work, they noticing. More eyes, more envy, that's boring me. And I'm still here, cause you know it's me. If it's about money making, I'm condoning it. Live a life of luxury, indulging it. Yeah, the moments come and go, can't be frozen. Though I'm hoping we could stay up in the zone and make it feel more than just seconds. Make it feel more than just minutes. Make it feel more than just seconds. Make it feel more than just minutes. Nicotine rush, I keep talking on them jewels. Handle me soft, I'm precious like a jewel. Never had my beauty, only had my brains to soft, I'm precious like a jewel. Never had my beauty, only had my brains to you. October, baby. Losers like me don't come from a family of VIPs. And you see girls like me go to be wars that I couldn't win, and I still tried it. Had to do a different type of grinding. Had to dig my way out of the dirt, and that's how I got to a place of serenity. Like, please, that's peace, all for peace and prosperity. The violence it took for my mind to be at ease. They never know, I'd never show. No. A nicotine rush, like you're talking on jewels. Handle me soft, I'm precious like a jewel. Never had my beauty, only had my brains to use.
baby. No, no, no.
Yes, welcome back to Ujima Night AM live at the Beacon Centre. Nice and warm. It's a warming thing. It's a bit chilly, so make sure if you're on your way here to wrap up very, very well. And we were talking about it, having lots of young people being involved, weren't we, Lynn? Yeah.
Yeah, and it started about 3:30, the junk percussion making. And it was good to hear young people. Hearing people talking about stuff, you know, to do with.
So they produce their own music. They put it all
together.
Producing their
own music,
yeah.
Put it on tape and stuff. Yeah. So we're going to be talking to. Who are we going to be talking to?
So C and Sai Z. I can't pronounce the name very well, but yeah, some of these young people will be able to have a conversation with them in a short while.
Yeah, young people. So we heard the song Sai Z that. Stage at the Brigstone.
Yeah.
So there's so much to go through here. We're looking at the junk percussion making, and yeah, it is good to see young people that are involved here.
Yeah.
You know, so there's an area that's in the terrace.
And you know I'm smiling because it's called consistency.
And come.
It's consistency for the day.
Consistency.
Unless it's consistency. So this time next year, when they do an anniversary of the opening and we're back here doing this thing and playing music again, and the likes of the youngers we've just mentioned. Also the young DJs and some of the other young artists that was downstairs on the Western stage.
Mm.
They'll be able to come back and say, I was here last year. That would be nice.
So I'm just looking now at the what you're hearing now, because we're in the main area, mm-hmm. which is the Bridge House stage. So the next art that's coming on, the next artist that's coming on, I believe, is Benji or XL and then Benji. What time is it?
Yes, just after.
It's after no.
15
no,
after 5,
coming,
yeah.
So we're looking at Benji. Then we got Melissa Fear, XO1.
Mm-hmm.
Malavora is going to be coming on. Suntu Susu, that's at 7:30. So we might as well, you know, for the next few hours, that's coming up, because we're coming off air at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock, yeah.
So we'll give the listeners an idea of what's to expect.
Yeah, we're going to pack in as much as we can.
Pack in,
Lynn,
as much as we can.
It's been a long day so far. I've been here from early because I came with Gems. But I say we're talking about the young people being involved as well, and some of the people we've... interviewed. I'm going to say big up on yourselves for coming here, for sharing your experience with us thus far. And at the top of the hour, sir, when we come off, you'll be able to hear more of what's going on, or you can make your way down here live in the evening. Now in front of us, as it's unfolded, we'll give you a description. A lot of the families are now making their way and they're leaving the facility, but there's a whole new wave of younger teens. There's couples and people coming through. And I think they're looking for the evening segment. When the entertainment finishes and everybody goes downstairs.
Yep.
Where there'll be more music. There'll be artists, DJs downstairs as well playing. And the closing session will be the Legendary Crust.
Exactly, exactly.
Right, the Legendary Crust. So we're very much looking forward to that.
I'm looking at the Western stage.
Yeah.
And the Western stage coming up, there's Crazy Legs. Whiskey XMP,
Crazy Legs,
J0117, Shakea, Javon, and Operate. We heard a song by them earlier on.
Yeah.
Josephine, who we interviewed. But yeah. Lady Nade, she's one of the big performers that's going to be performing around about 6:30. And she's folk and American chart topping singer, songwriter. And she started writing poems and songs as a form of healing from grief.
Yeah, which is what a lot of people tend to do.
They kind of
put lyrics together and get things on the right track, we should say.
Yeah, but one thing I love about Lady Nade, her work developed into a calling to connect with her fans. I think I saw online a few months ago, she did Nashville, because her music, the kind of music that she sings, it kind of crosses over into so many different genres. She doesn't stay in one box. And Lady Nade... the folk and Americana music that she fuses together, and she plays the guitar, and she's from Hartcliffe. She's a real Bristol girl.
Okay, I
can see that.
That's what it is, and I mean, if we look at a lot of the local talent that is here, that is the beauty of the Beacon Centre, looking more at a lot of the local talent. We're going to try and grab a few more people in a short while and get them to come and have a little chat with us. But before that, I'm going to keep pushing this. Next week, Ujima will be here celebrating 50 years. It's a broadcasting milestone. All right, so get your tickets. We've got local artists with an international fame, which is Celestine. We got Jay Ellis and Lixon Khan. All right, and a whole host of Ujima DJs as well out there. I'm going to big up all the Ujima family that's been here today. I'm working hard to give you this live broadcast. All the people have so far come and had a conversation with us and kept it rolling nice and easy and keeping it like that. You go, Flo.
And just talking about Lady Naid Bandit, we're going to be listening to a song from Lady Naid after the next commercial break. So we'll hear a song. And a lot of people will be familiar with this artist. We wanted to get an interview with her. She was down to be interviewed. But she's so busy. She strolled in with her team. And like a lot of people, it's kind of getting to the dressing rooms, finding where the dressing rooms are. I mean, we got people walking past in all different sorts of uniforms and carrying different instruments
and
rushing up and down. So there's a real mix. So we got a couple of community people. How are you?
Thank you. And you? Oh, wow.
What do you think of it so far?
I've only just arrived, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, so you're here for the evening session?
Yeah.
Do you know what? So I'm talking to some other people who've just arrived as well. What is your first impression coming through the door? What's your name?
Mark.
What's your first impression as you came through the door and see all of these people in the Beacon Centre?
Very impressive. Glad to see it busy and a lot of people coming out today to enjoy a reopening. It's a good atmosphere.
And what's your name?
Michelle.
And Michelle, what have you come here for purposely today? Is there anything in particular?
A couple of the bands, but also just to see what it's like with a bit of life in it again, because it's just been closed such a long time. It's brilliant to see it back open.
Well, thank you very much for giving it. I caught you on the fly, but thank you very much for spending that little 30 seconds with me. Bless and enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye for now. Yeah. So, yeah, we're keeping it going over. We're talking about the birthday jam that's happening. So Ujima will be back next week, Saturday, yeah?
We will be back next week, Saturday, for the Ujima party. But as I said, we're going to play a track now from Lady Naid, our Bristol artist. And we're going to be playing that after this short commercial break.
Stick around for great tunes and conversation on Ujima Radio.
Cold in the streets, freshest tracks every week. DJ style with them beats. Ujima. Yeah.
Come and join me, DJ Style, every single Saturday night right here on Ujima Radio, 8 till 10 p.m., bringing you the very best in R&B, hip-hop, UK music, and of course, once a month, we take it to the old school, only on the multi-award-winning station.
Ujima 98 FM.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sean Bakary. If you need urgent medical help this winter, but you're not sure where to go, use NHS 111. You'll get assessed and directed to the most appropriate local service, like a GP practice, pharmacy, or urgent treatment center. NHS 111 is an easy way to get urgent help for a wide range of health problems. It's free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need help in another language, call 111 and ask for an interpreter. This is a confidential service. Call, go online at 111.nhs.uk or use the NHS app.
Online, on digital, FM, and on your mobile, you're listening to Ujima Radio on 98 FM.
And one thing